At some point in our lives, all of us ultimately arrive at a moment when we're somehow compelled to look back and consciously reflect on the life we've led. We feel the need to understand where we come from because we want to see with more clarity where we're actually headed and where it is that we really want to go. We search for a way to balance that which we've lived and that which remains for us to experience, with the desire, perhaps, to find a more meaningful purpose to our existence. Some people decide to do this when they're older, closer to the end of their lives. But for me, this moment is right now. Today, I feel the need to look back and observe the path that has led me to where I am, so that the future that lies ahead can be as luminous and truthful as possible. My given name is Enrique Martin Morales, but most people know me as Ricky Martin. Musician, singer, composer, philanthropist, and some might also know I'm an actor. And I am all those things, but I am also a lot more. The people closest to me know me as Kiki, a nickname that comes from Enrique. And aside from being an artist, I'm also a son, a brother, a friend, and most recently a father. For so long, I tried to keep those parts of my life completely separate. When I'm on stage or in front of the cameras, I'm Ricky, but in private, I'm Kiki. A man who each day confronts the challenges of life just like everybody else. While most people hearing this audiobook have a clear sense of who I am as an artist, there's a fundamental part of me that very few really know. Today, after all that I've lived and the many experiences I've been through, I realize that it isn't fair to separate Kiki from Ricky. They're one and the same. It has taken me some time to understand this. And although I used to believe that the best thing would be to hide my personal life and the essence of who I am, now I hold the full conviction that my true happiness lies in living my life freely, without any fears or false pretexts. It has been a gradual process. I can't say exactly when the realization hit me, but I do know that I got to the point where I could no longer live without facing my truth. This is why I've chosen to finally end the secret that I have carefully guarded for so many years. I've decided to tell the world that I accept my homosexuality and celebrate this gift that life has given me. Now, I feel strong, free, more free than ever. Many people probably believe that my life can be broken down into two periods, before and after living la vida loca. Or maybe there are some who think my life is divided between the before and after of my revelation. And the truth is that this is completely understandable. Because until now, that's more or less all I've really shared about myself. And though I won't deny the fact that living La Vida Loca was a critical moment in my life, I can guarantee that there were many others equally as important to me. There are also the before and after of Menudo, the before and after of my first trip to India, and the before and after of becoming a father. They've all been unique experiences that have impacted me profoundly and altered the way I navigate life. And I hope, I know, that there are many more such moments still to come. Just like everyone else, I've had to walk down my own spiritual path and live through my experiences. The good and the bad, the love and the lack of love, the sense of feeling lost and then finding myself, to arrive at where I am today. Before I could begin to answer the endless questions that were constantly asked of me, I needed to face myself. Of course, some might say I should have done this many years ago, but in the deepest part of my being, I'm certain that the moment is now, because that is how it was always meant to be. It is only now that I am ready, and it is only now that I can do it, not one day earlier or one day later.